WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Morgan Norwood. Railroad company Norfolk Southern has announced new plans to enhance the safety of its operations following the toxic chemical spill caused by a derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. Another train derailed in Springfield, Ohio over the weekend, but there were no dangerous chemicals on board. The 2024 presidential field, so far, pretty sparse. Only Donald Trump and Nikki Haley have announced. ABC Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl says another potential candidate was in California.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to challenge Trump for the Republican nomination. And while he didn't mention Trump by name, he took a veiled shot at the way the former president ran the White House.
I can tell you in 4 years, you didn't see our administration leaking like a sieve. You didn't see a lot of drama or palace intrigue.
But DeSantis didn't say if he is running.
One woman killed, two others hospitalized after a crowd surge at a rap concert in Rochester, New York last night. This is ABC News. Panic in the air Sunday. Southwest Airlines passenger Steven Rodriguez recording mayhem after a bird strike caused an engine fire, smoke filling the cabin. The Florida-bound plane heading back to Havana, passengers evacuating through emergency exits. No injuries reported. The trial of a social media influencer gets underway in Dallas today.
Brittany Davis has 1.3 million followers on TikTok, another 500,000 on Instagram. Fans who watched her fitness video, many buying fitness and nutrition plans customized to their needs.
That was not at all what I received. The first document I received didn't even have the right name on it. It was someone else's name.
Kenzie Andino says she paid $300 for a plan in 2017. In the past, Brittany Davis has pleaded ignorance.
I jumped into an industry that had no instruction manual.
She now faces fines between $250,000 and $1 million if she's convicted of deceptive trade practices. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Morgan Norwood, ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. After more than a month, about 60 people near Lac de Flambeau are still blocked from driving to their homes. The Lac de Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa put up roadblocks at the end of January. The roads are largely within the historical boundaries of the tribal reservation in Vilas County. Frustrations over the land dispute are growing. The race for Wisconsin Supreme Court is the most expensive in U.S. history at close to $19 million and counting. That includes the money raised by the campaigns themselves and outside groups.
Money is there just to get the message out. And I want all of Wisconsin to hear exactly what I'm saying and exactly what Janet's saying.
That's Dan Kelly on Capital City Sunday. His opponent, Janet Protasiewicz, blames the U.S. Supreme Court Citizens United ruling. In sports, the Badgers beat Minnesota last night. The Bucks beat Washington. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The Rick Smith Show. where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Who's the most fun to drink with of the Republican lawmakers? Todd also confirmed that Robin Voss has virtually no sense of humor.
You can always let us know if you are drinking with lawmakers at 844-967-2789.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Happy Monday, March 6, 2023. We are live in Waukesha, ready to start a new week.
Yes.
Jane Matinair, how are you doing?
I'm great. Glad to see you.
Do you have a relaxing weekend? Are you ready for another week?
I am ready for another week. It was a relatively relaxing weekend, yes.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You were busy.
We were pretty busy. We had the Shamrock Shuffle on Saturday, which is my husband's big event that if anyone who has lived in Milwaukee in the last 14 years might be familiar with, whether you partook or you just tried to avoid 10,000 people in green shirts on a bar crawl. And this was the first year that it was basically back to the full capacity that it was. Because he snuck it in the beginning of March 2020.
Oh, no kidding.
And
just by a hair.
As far as, because it was always the first weekend of March. So it's like the first celebration in Milwaukee for St. Patrick's Day. And then we get a parade. We get actual St. Patrick's Day. You know, there's a lot of
celebrating.
For not being a quintessentially Irish town, it's a lot of celebrating for St. Patrick's Day in Milwaukee.
We embrace all parties.
It's something, probably something to do with the drinking. All right. So that was this weekend. Seemingly went off without a hitch as far as we didn't have any calls from police or anything like that but it was truly between water, 3rd Street, Brady Street, Walker's Point. There was a lot of green shirts out. But also, I mean, it was a huge weekend. There was a Bucks game at the Fiserv.
Yeah.
There was a Marquette game at the Fiserv.
Big Marquette game, yep.
So it was a busy... People made money on Saturday. Spent money.
That's good.
One of the two. So it was good. But we're back with a full show. Very excited about it. So coming up on today's show, in the noon hour, did you know that there's 9 million voters that live abroad?
9 million?
I think so. At least that's the stat that is on the website for Democrats Abroad, which is an organization that helps and assists people who are still voting in the United States and are U.S. citizens who can vote, but living abroad. And so today we're going to be talking to Annie Grawl, who's on the Wisconsin State team for Democrats Abroad, to talk about some of the work that they do, kind of why it's so hard from their point of view to vote, even when you live abroad. And, you know, I think it's one of those things that for absentee voting by mail, that's only become so much part of the conversation since 2020 with the pandemic. But there's a lot of people who've been voting by mail, whether they're military or people who just live abroad.
Oh, yeah.
For a long time. So I think talking about what they would like to see changed to make that easier. And so that's coming up at noon. And then at 12:30, We're going to be talking to Jesse Apoyan and Scott Girard, who are, Jesse is the Capital Bureau Chief at the Cap Times, and Scott is the K-12 education reporter for the Cap Times. A month ago, the article's a little old now, but it gives really good context to the school funding debate where we find ourselves now. So the title of that is that what they published on February 1st in the Cap Times is "School Funding Hangs in the Balance of Wisconsin Budget Debate." And so they're going to be here because I think they did a really good job of laying out the different arguments, laying out how we got here as far as revenue caps and Act 10 and the debate about kind of expanding on the conversation we had with CJ Safer last Thursday. Mm-hmm. And the kind of combination between, you know, we've been behind because school funding hasn't been tied to inflation. And so there's not overnight just that even if, which probably won't happen, but even if Governor Evers got the budget that he's asking for, would that make up for the amount of loss that there's been over the last 12, 15 years? But then simultaneously, how much should that be tied to reform? Where does vouchers play in all this? And so as two reporters who come at this at a much more objective stance than advocacy policy people, yeah, who, because this is it's a heated issue. People,
yes, it is.
People get fired up about schools with good reason because it's important. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to getting their insight and kind of foundational understanding of what the debate is. And then in the last hour, have you heard of Bare Minimum Mondays, Jane?
I have not.
Well, we're going to talk about what they are. They may not be feasible for everyone, but maybe what we could take from this idea of a Bare Minimum Monday and apply to our life. Not everything's going to be applicable, but I'm excited to hear your thoughts because I have a prediction that you are going to audibly roll your eyes.
I never do that. What do you mean?
Oh, but to start off with the newsy hour is not news about Wisconsin, but kind of potentially what could have been in Wisconsin. We are one Republican governor away from being in a similar situation that it seems like Florida now finds themselves in.
Yep.
And to be fair, Florida voted overwhelmingly for Ron DeSantis in his last election. And so the question is, for the people who didn't vote for him and who are not on board with the sweeping changes that he is pushing through, which we will get to in a second. At what point do you move? Is my question. And I think Wisconsin saw some of that under Scott Walker for people who were very much against everything that he was doing. And so the bigger question that I want to ask the audience as we continue to talk about this is how much, whether you want to speak for yourself or in mass, how much do the politics of the place that you call home, you can be pissed off about it, but how much does it actually impact your decision to move entirely? And because, you know, Florida has seen, it's one of the fastest growing states right now.
Which continually blows my mind.
You know, and it was funny because for the weekend, Mike's cousins were in town, or cousin and his wife, and they are traveling physical therapists. And so it's been great for them, right? They've gotten to see different parts of the country, but right now they're in like Palm Beach and they're from Wisconsin. Well, she's from Illinois. He's from Wisconsin. And I asked him, like, so he's like, it's so nice there. It's so nice. And I was like, well, is it beyond the weather? Is it like, is there other stuff that you find really appealing about it without the weather? And he goes, well, no, like in other, if you take a weather away, it's, you know, where they're at is like one of the highest.
It's a pretty wealthy area.
It's a really wealthy area. It's mostly retired people. It's very chill. But he was, you know, it's the weather for most people, right? And so I get that. I get there's no income tax, the weather, and like how much do you justify the politics if they're not your politics?
And if it doesn't affect you.
And if it doesn't affect you, you're fine. And so let me go through But my question, if you want to call in or you want to text in, kind of on this question of, I'm going to go through what the details are, but think about where's the line when the politics get so bad that you would think about moving.
I've had enough. Right?
Yeah. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. So, proposed Florida laws are about to get even further, go further to the right. So, their legislative session starts tomorrow, and GOP lawmakers in Florida have unveiled a suite of bills that are delighting conservatives.
I'm sure.
And worrying progressives, free speech groups, and civil rights leaders. And, you know, a lot of this, at least according to the New York Times article I found on this, is setting the stage for Ron DeSantis to have a platform to run on.
For
president in 2024.
So he'll be the, what, education reformer?
Well, it's more than just education. So the bills include, this is for the, and we'll go over some of the things he's already done, but the bills include a ban on gender studies majors and minors in higher education, open up media organizations to more libel lawsuits, create a universal school choice voucher program, and a concealed carry weapons bill that Floridians who do not have felony arrests or certain arrests related to substance abuse could carry a firearm without the current permit requirement.
So,
and
I've just got to stop you for substance abuse, yes, but domestic violence, no.
Doesn't sound like it.
Okay.
Yeah. And the state now, I mean, just to go a little bit further on that one, the state now requires anyone seeking a permit to undergo background checks, fingerprinting, and training course, and to fire a gun in front of an instructor. But this would
get rid of all that.
Get rid of all that.
Why would you want that?
And, you know, this is on top of the Don't Say Gay bill. This is on top of the 2022 budget provision that allowed him to spend $12 million to transport migrants out of Florida. He's requested another $12 million to do the same. There's now $31 million and 27 new positions for the state's Office of Election Crimes and Security, which was created last year to investigate election fraud. And with that $31 million, there has been 20 arrests since in August.
20.
There's been 20, but shortly after judges dropped charges on most of them. And so we can get a little bit further into the frustration that these bills, and a little bit more detail that the bills that they're proposing and likely are going to be greenlit easily.
Pretty easily. Oh, yeah.
But I think it comes back to, does this dissuade anyone? Obviously, it attracts some people. Some people, there's obviously a base who is for all of these things.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's the majority. Even if, you know, in a binary choice between Republican, Democrat, there are a lot of moderates in there who, for whatever reason, choose a Republican, but they're not all in on this kind of conservative agenda, right? And so for others, like, at what point does it change your mind about whether or not you're going to live there? All right, we'll be back in a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Leprechauns and Wisconsinites have a lot of things in common. We both look good in green. Chicks dig our accents.
You're cute.
And we all love what's on the other side of the rainbow. Get your pot of gold when you sponsor our hourly weather forecasts on your local civic media station.
That's 24 ads per day. One ad every hour right before the latest weather forecast.
And right now, the prices on these premium sponsorships are slashed up to 50%. But you must act before March 15th to take part. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels, said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
News. Coming to you every hour on the hour.
Here is the news.
The weather's fine, but there may be a meteor shower.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. We are here on this Monday, asking the question, how, for the average person, and maybe not even for the average person, but how bad do things have to get in your point of view before you're like, I can't live here anymore?
See, and I think what makes Florida unique, though, is the number of retirees who go there.
Mm-hmm.
Again, because of no income tax and the weather and not having to shovel. And I don't know that they care about education because they're old.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many of these other, reproductive rights, probably not too concerned about that if you're over 60.
Yeah. And I think I think that's kind of my point as far as who's affected. How much does it take till it affects you to say, because sometimes even when it does affect you, obviously moving is not easy.
And it's expensive.
And leaving your friends and family, if you're from that place, is not easy. And so it comes back to, it's up to you to elect the people that you want to elect and representational government and everything like that. But I just think, I remember asking a girlfriend of mine who lives in Houston, and this was October 2021, and they had just passed their 6-week abortion civil lawsuit. You can sue anyone who potentially helps someone get an abortion law. And she's my age. At that point, she had just had her second kid, married, kids, job, and I would say, is aware of the news, watches the news, doesn't work in the news or in politics in the way that I do.
She keeps up on it, though.
Yeah, and certainly more left than her husband's a little bit more right. She's a little more left. And we were on a walk because we were on like a girls' trip or something, and I asked her, what is it like to, because it was everywhere in the news, right? That was a huge deal when that first happened, not only just because of reproductive freedom, but it was also the nature of that bill was wild as far as anyone, it's just putting a bounty on people, right? And so to me, it was such a big deal. So many people were talking about it. And I asked her, I was like, what is it like to live there right now? Does it feel any different? Are people talking about it in your life?
Right.
And like, no.
No.
Not really. That's kind of what she said. It's just the reality of her world is she's not a young person who's going to get pregnant. She's kind of consumed with her routine and her kids and her job, and she can disagree with it, but it doesn't change anything.
Right.
And it just makes me think when we, as progressives, as left people, and it goes both ways. I'm sure there's people want to rip their hair out. I'm sure conservatives, when they look at things in California or Massachusetts or Connecticut, are like, oh my God. But the point of which for some of these, I mean, so for some of these programs, like the higher education bill, where they're limiting what you can major in. And the after effect, like after effects of that, is will less people choose Florida schools.
And what about the value of Florida schools?
Totally.
Is that going to, you know, lessen their stature? Why do I want to go to a university that limits what I can learn?
Totally. But even the defamation bill for Florida media outlets and how much more vulnerable it makes them to do reporting based on their ability to get sued. The voucher, so it's interesting because like we obviously have the voucher debate here, and at least in, I mean, what's interesting there though is that not only is it money to go, so this is the interesting thing for their voucher bill. Critics obviously are saying it would defund public schools to a dangerous extent, but it would make vouchers that are currently worth about $8,200 a year to K-12 students with few eligibility restrictions. So you laughed at your money going to private
religious schools.
So it would not only be able to be used on private and religious schools, but also for homeschooling,
what?
Private tutoring, and other education related expenses.
Wait. For homeschooling?
Yep.
That's absurd.
So like I think about that and it's the 20-year view of what does this do to our education system and like our like educated populace. and also concealed carry is scary for some people, right? And so some of these obviously impact a bigger proportion of the population than others. But it just, that's kind of when I read this, because obviously right now, for at least the next 4 years, we have a veto pen with Governor Evers, and like a lot of the more extreme stuff is not going to happen here. But it does bring up the question as far as, do most people just not think about this and it just is what it is and you can vote and maybe move to an area in your state that feels a little bit more aligned with your politics. But beyond that, does it ever get so bad that you're motivated to actually leave the state?
Well, I think for parents of children and certainly parents of queer kids and trans kids, they have a big incentive to get out of there.
I know.
They do.
I know. And the question is, like, can they?
Can you afford it?
Can you afford it? And, like, where do you go? Because, I mean, especially once you're in, like, in that case, you have to move pretty far. Like, if you're in the South and you're trying to escape in any of the reproductive rights bans and laws or some of these, like, anti-trans, anti-LGBTQ laws that are coming down the pipe, like you got to move pretty far. It's not just like the state over anymore.
Right.
And so I don't know, but that was what was on my mind this Monday morning. When we come back, a masterclass and the GOAT that is Jon Stewart. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The Shop.
Hey, Fox Valley, if you've got a favorite supper club, we're your station, Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Morgan Norwood. Railroad company Norfolk Southern has announced new plans to enhance the safety of its operations following the toxic chemical spill caused by a derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. Another train derailed in Springfield, Ohio over the weekend, but there were no dangerous chemicals on board.
The 2024 presidential field, so far, pretty sparse. Only Donald Trump and Nikki Haley have announced. ABC Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl says another potential candidate was in California.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to challenge Trump for the Republican nomination. And while he didn't mention Trump by name, he took a veiled shot at the way the former president ran the White House.
I can tell you in 4 years, you didn't see our administration leaking like a sieve. You didn't see a lot of drama or palace intrigue.
But DeSantis didn't say if he is running.
One woman killed, two others hospitalized after a crowd surge at a rap concert in Rochester, New York last night. This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. After more than a month, about 60 people near Lac des Flambeaux are still blocked from driving to their homes. The Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa put up roadblocks at the end of January. The roads are largely within the historical boundaries of the tribal reservation in Vilas County. Frustrations over the land dispute are growing. The race for Wisconsin Supreme Court is the most expensive in U.S. history at close to $19 million and counting. That includes the money raised by the campaigns themselves and outside groups.
Money is there just to get the message out. And I want all of Wisconsin to hear exactly what I'm saying and exactly what Janet's saying.
That's Dan Kelly on Capital City Sunday. His opponent, Janet Protasiewicz, blames the U.S. Supreme Court Citizens United ruling. In sports, the Badgers beat Minnesota last night. The Bucks beat Washington. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Earn, play, and win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Rewards Club members can earn up to $155 rewards play and $5 to use at Whitetail Crossing or to grab a bite to eat at the Swiftwater Lounge. Guests may start earning points on your Rewards Club card 7 a.m. through 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. till midnight every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Become an off-road warrior with Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa now until March 25th. Guests can earn entries for one of the grand prize drawings on February 25th, March 11th, and March 25th. All you need to do is earn 25 points to receive $10 rewards play and an entry up to four times a day. One grand prize winner will win a gift certificate to Power Pack Sports and Equipment in Marshfield for a Polaris ATV or UTV, with six consolation winners being drawn to win a scooter cooler or up to $500 cash. For complete contest rules and to see the rides in person, visit the Rewards Club booth. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
All my babies coming home tomorrow. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? Baby's coming home tomorrow. Ain't that news? Man, ain't that news? I gotta let.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And boy, oh boy, is Jon Stewart just the GOAT.
Isn't he?
Gosh.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talked a little bit last week about Hasan Minhaj and how great of a job he did last week on a variety of different topics, because he really stuck it. Who's the bald guy from Shark Tank? Kevin something. I forgot what his name is, but they had he gives like financial advice, and like Hasan like kind of gave it to him. Was like, you know, when you're talking about people's wallets and the individual situations that they're in, like you got to be careful. And it was just, it was interesting of like how, I mean, especially now as someone who interviews people and is also innately a people pleaser, And the ability, it's one thing to be able to debate like this, but also just take it to someone that hard. And so basically what had happened was, so I would say, I don't know the numbers of how many people are watching Jon Stewart's new show. It's called The Problem with Jon Stewart. It's a podcast. It's also a show on Apple TV. It is been criticized because it's not as, it's certainly not as funny as The Daily Show.
No, it's not, but I think that's by design.
Yes. And I would say, while it's funny because it's still Jon Stewart calling BS and his quick wit and his quick analogies that make it breaks it down for you, but it is much more serious in nature, and it taps in, I think, much more to his activist side than his comedian side.
Yep.
And he had a clips last year that went viral with the attorney general from Arkansas and how he kind of cornered her into basically admitting that she didn't know she was talking about when it came to medical, what the medical, all of the medical boards say when it comes to trans youth. And
the best
care,
way to treat them.
And the care that they should be getting. And she kind of, she really showed her butt. And so you'd think as a staffer who's aware of the media, you maybe wouldn't serve your state senator up on a platter to be interviewed by Jon Stewart. Right? Like, this is kind of goes back to Better Know a District. This was on the Stephen Colbert Show.
Oh, yes.
When unknowingly, you know, congressmen from across the country would go on the Colbert Report and be interviewed by him and just be embarrassed.
without realizing it.
Without realizing it. And then I think people started to catch on, and I don't know how long, I don't know how many they got out before people were like, yeah, this is, we're probably not going to come out of this looking good.
Let's not do this interview.
But on Friday, an episode of The Problem, I think it was the first episode of this season, and he grilled a pro-gun, anti-drag show Oklahoma State Senator Nathan Dom, who wants existing controls loosened. This is in Oklahoma, so yeah. You can probably imagine what the gun laws are in Oklahoma.
Pretty loose already.
To encourage increased gun ownership. So we broke this down, and we're going to take it clip by clip. We couldn't even, I highly encourage you to go watch the whole thing. It's already been viewed over almost 9 million times.
It's really, really well done.
So we'll just start with, they talked about the number of guns in the U.S.
You're saying more guns makes us more safe.
Yes.
So when we got 400 million guns in the country, we had an increase and gun deaths went up. So when exactly does this curve hit that takes it down? Would a billion guns do it?
Let's just run those numbers. You know, 400 million, 50,000.
Uh-huh.
You're talking about a less than a fraction of not even a percent, of a hundredth of a percent.
But it goes up, not down. So your argument is backwards.
But if you want, okay, so let's come up with a solution, okay? So one of the issues, a contributing factor, again, I believe it's the individual that is the problem.
So your solution to that is give them more guns.
Ha.
Ha. So it's the individual.
That's the problem.
Not the gun.
Not the weapon.
Let's focus on the individual. So what do we need to do to focus on the individual?
Because people are the problem, we need to look at the problems that those people are facing and how do we address it.
But you've removed the ability for the state to do that.
No, because you're...
If you don't have background checks, mm-hmm, and you don't have registration and permitting, how do you know who has a problem in terms of the people who you're giving a gun to? What you're doing is you're bringing chaos to order.
That's your subjective opinion, that it's bringing chaos to order.
It's not my subjective opinion. We have 50,000 gun-related deaths. That's not a subjective opinion.
Okay, so
that's dead people.
He does that a couple times throughout this. The state senator does. It's like, that's your opinion. And it's like, no, those are numbers.
Those are factual numbers, yes.
And so then he points out another major cause of death in the U.S.
If we're going to talk about protecting lives, that's a larger issue in America than guns is. If we're talking about individual lives of ways that they can be protected, loss of life in America, there's loss of life through fentanyl. There's loss of life through obesity. The obesity crisis in America costs six times the number of lives as guns.
Right. And you're the guy saying, you know what would help this? Ice cream.
No. So you know what would help the problem that we're facing with firearms?
What?
The fatherlessness crisis that we have in America.
What? This is where, because I've heard this argument before at another place that we've worked.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is the parents. No one knows how to parent. How are you going to legislate better parenting? You know, lock people up if they get divorced, you know, like lock people up when they get locked up because they can't be there anymore. Like, you can point to this like vague thing as far as, you know, parents, like having two parents in the house and all of these different things. But what do you do to fix that? You're going to force people to not get divorced? Like, what are you talking about as far as that being an avenue? If you're saying that that's a cause, fine. One, I don't believe you. But two, how do you fix that then? Anyways, so he goes on to keep talking about fatherlessness.
This is Senator, State Senator Nathan Dom, who is from Oklahoma, talking to Jon Stewart Friday night on The Problem with Jon Stewart on Apple Plus.
If you look at the statistics.
Right. Yeah, dying from gun deaths.
80% of school shooters either came from a broken or fatherless home.
Uh-huh. So you would say no guns for fatherless homes?
No, that's not what I would say. Oh. I would say that fathers need to be more engaged.
Great.
With a firearm if they don't have a father in the home.
Let's put more resources into areas that are poverty-stricken. All for it.
And into fatherlessness. And that's something that we're doing.
But why with guns are you against bringing order?
I'm not against bringing order.
You are. You're also making it less safe.
I would love to know more about his measures to increase fathers' involvement with their children and how you legislate that.
Like, how do you legislate better parenting? I mean, that's a real question, right? Because I've heard conservatives make this argument as far as it being, you know, the stain on the fabric of our society is parenting. But okay, how do you moderate? I mean, how do you legislate that at all?
One would almost think that it would require some punitive measures against men.
That's a different conversation, but. Okay, so then we move on to, this is why, like, you have to watch the whole thing, because we're kind of breaking it up just to take it, like, the best pieces for us, I think, bringing it out. But, so then we're talking about, because his whole argument is that more guns, his being the state senator, more guns means things are safer.
Yes, more guns are better.
So then how does that relate to police when they're approaching a suspect or a home that could have guns in it?
When the police go to a domestic call, it's the most dangerous call they can go on.
Mm-hmm.
In your world, if they knew that there were firearms in the house, that's a safer call. Is that what you're saying?
No, because police...
Because why?
Because police treat every situation as a potential...
But more guns makes us safer. So why don't, when the police go to a house filled with guns, why don't they breathe a sigh of relief knowing that this Second Amendment that shall not be infringed is being exercised so fruitfully? What the police say, if we had gun registration, if we were able to track purchases, they have a technology that every bullet would be stamped with an individual like a fingerprint. If we had an ATF that wasn't defunded, we would be able to enforce gun laws more effectively, and we would be able to solve gun crimes more effectively. You're against all of that.
Because the person is the threat, not the firearm, not the knife.
I get it.
The person, the individual,
Great.
Is the one that is the concern
Great.
Here.
But you don't want anything that could help law enforcement or society determine whether or not a person is a good guy with a gun or a bad guy with a gun.
Most even
law enforcement. The registry would allow you to have much more effective background checks.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand why you won't just admit that you are making it harder for police to manage the streets by allowing all of these guns to go out without permits, without checks, and without background stuff. Why is that hard? Why can't you just stand by that?
Because that's not what I'm doing. I'm defending the individual's right to keep and bear arms.
That's a different argument.
Yes, again, this is a state senator, Nathan Dom from Oklahoma, who says, you know, he is a strict constitutionalist and a Second Amendment purist.
And it's interesting to watch this debate happen because John Stewart's also clearly not changing his mind. Right.
Right.
And I think this goes back to even last week when we were talking about how do you talk to people where you just fundamentally like can't get on the same page? Because even though we watch this, or many of us watch this and be like, John Stewart schooled this guy. And, you know, 8-9 million people have watched this already. I don't think State Senator Dom left that conversation rethinking his stances on these things, right?
No, not at all. And probably just feels he was reinforced.
Yeah, or he was a gotcha moment, or he was lied to as far as what this conversation was going to be. Who knows? But anyways, this was, to me, because we're getting into so many of these states that the hypocrisy around we're not going to protect kids from guns, but we are going to protect kids from drag shows is happening. So John Stewart takes a turn and talks about what rights can't be infringed on, mainly being, you know, the Second Amendment versus free speech, and brings the trans issue into this.
You want to ban drag show readings to children?
To minors, yes.
Why?
Why can we prohibit children from voting, those under 18 from voting?
Why are you banning, is that free speech? Are you infringing on that performer's free speech?
They can continue to exercise their free speech, just not in front of a child.
Why?
Because the government does have a responsibility to protect.
I'm sorry?
The government does have a responsibility in certain instances.
What's the leading cause of death amongst children in this country? And I'm going to give you a hint. It's not drag show readings to children.
Correct, yes.
So what is it?
I'm presuming you're going to say it's firearms.
No, I'm not going to say it like it's an opinion. That's what it is. It's firearms. More than cancer, more than car accidents. And what you're telling me is you don't mind infringing free speech to protect children from this amorphous thing that you think of. But when it comes to children that have died, you don't give a flying f- to stop that because that shall not be infringed. That is hypocrisy at its highest order.
Yeah, it's really, highly recommend it. And it's all over Twitter. I know if you don't have Apple Plus and, you know, not a subscriber, you should be able to catch it on somebody's Twitter feed.
It's so good. And one part that we didn't include that to me, because I've made the argument, it's like, all right, you register your car, you have to get a license to drive a car. Why shouldn't you have to get one to another? Because a car can be, as we know very much so in Wisconsin, can be a deadly weapon.
Absolutely.
And used as a weapon. And yet a actual weapon that is made to be a weapon, some people don't want it to be registered. But what he made even more simply the argument is it a right to be able to vote? And of course, the state senator had to say yes, with certain limitations, whatever, felony,
right,
being 18. What do you have to do to be able to vote? And he listed off a couple things, and you could see, and you have to register. We'll put this in today's show notes. It's so good. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
Party at the station. Ain't that news? Man, ain't that news?
When it's raining cats and dogs,
your business can rain profits.
Sponsoring the weather forecasts on your local civic media station will get your phone to ring.
Listeners pay attention to weather forecasts, and they'll pay attention to your message.
Act now, because we're slashing prices up to 50% on these premium sponsorships.
But the deals absolutely end March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather. Sponsoring our forecasts is the cat's meow.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. Civic Media.
If you're looking at a globe or a map of the world, and you want to understand it, you gotta know these hemispheres, north and south poles, equator, oceans, continents, and lots of countries. The real world is rounded just like the spheres.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matner. What song was that, Jane?
That is the geography song, Kristen Bry.
It's just called the geography song?
It's called the geography song.
All right. Well.
There's a reason for
there
this.
There is a reason, as always, with Jane's music. There is always a reason and an Easter egg and a point behind the special songs that she finds. And today's is because, you know, I think by now we all know that champagne is not champagne if it does not come from the French region of Champagne.
Exactamundo, yes.
It's Prosecco, it's sparkling wine, it is something besides champagne. And I used to be friends with someone who was French. I mean, he's still French, but his dad is like the lawyer for Champagne. France.
Seriously.
And they filed a lawsuit against Apple because at one point when one of the iPhones came out and it was a champagne color, they sued Apple so they couldn't even call it champagne. They won. They changed it to rose gold.
What?
Yes. So like Champagne France takes their trademark very, very seriously.
My goodness.
But turns out Gruyere cheese will not get that same special privilege. And so this is out of, I think, Virginia. And Gruyere can now be used as a label for cheese, even if it was made outside of the Gruyere region of Switzerland and France, a U.S. appeals court ruled.
Jeez. So they did sue.
They did sue. So it was a suit that was filed and rejected, or a claim that was rejected by two groups representing cheese producers from Switzerland and France for a mark that would restrict the use of Gruyere to cheese from Gruyere itself. And so the U.S. Patent Court of Appeals, so Virginia-based 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled on Friday that cheese made in the U.S., Netherlands, Germany, Austria can all also call themselves Gruyere.
Bad news, Switzerland.
And so this, where my mind with this, which is maybe a little bit of a stretch, was can Colby cheese only come from Colby, Wisconsin?
If you asked Colby, Wisconsin, they would probably say yes.
And then that immediately made me think about how every couple years, the representative, whoever's representing Colby, Wisconsin, makes an argument that Colby should be the official state cheese of Wisconsin, and then it inevitably always fails. Like, even if it gets out of committee, there's still people who are like, yeah, no, we're not picking one cheese to be the state cheese. And then it, like, the debate eventually comes up across all media outlets that are constantly looking for something to talk about. We're like, well, here's a quintessential Wisconsin debate. What is our, if there were a state cheese, what would it be? And I guess we're going to do that right now, because I would say cheddar.
I would also go with cheddar, but I would also say We welcome all cheeses.
We do welcome all cheeses. And actually, the cheese we make the most of is mozzarella.
Which I have to say is like the least of cheeses.
You don't like mozzarella cheese?
It doesn't taste like anything.
What about like fresh mozzarella, not the shredded kind that goes on pizza, like the actual like mozzarella ball? So yeah. You don't like a caprese salad?
No.
Really?
It's tasteless.
Oh, but the texture is so nice.
It's a big squishy ball of nothing. But wow. I would go with
really disagree on this.
That's fine. Oh no, fight. extra sharp cheddar is the way to go.
But that's what the extra sharp cheddar is also what I associate when I think of Wisconsin. And I don't know, I mean, or cheese curd. But I guess that is a type of cheese, but it's also the form that it comes in that's very
well, it's the form specific. Yes, exactly.
But I thought this was fun too. If you can, there's other foods that have place-based names.
Okay.
And let's see if you can guess, and everyone at home can play along, but if you can guess the country that the name originates from.
All right.
So
I'm ready.
Black Forest ham.
That's Germany.
Okay. Lima beans.
Peru.
Sriracha sauce.
India.
Okay. I'm scrolling down to make sure I have all the answers. Cheddar cheese.
The U.S.
Fig Newton.
Greece.
Habanero pepper.
Mexico.
You were close. So you actually did pretty well. So one is Germany. Black Forest ham.
Okay.
Two is Peru with lima beans. Mm-hmm. Sriracha is Thailand.
Oh, I did not know that.
Cheddar cheese, England.
Really?
I guess there's a place called Cheddar, England? Ask Paul.
I will.
That would have surprised me.
I'm surprised by that. I don't necessarily associate England with great cheese.
Yeah, me either.
Although they do have lots. They have lots of cows.
United States is for Fig Newton. It was named after Newton, Massachusetts.
Oh.
I haven't had a Fig Newton in a really long time.
It's because they're bad cookies.
Man, you're really downing on a lot of things that I like this morning. Jeez, don't yuck my yum.
Don't what?
Don't yuck my yum.
Got it.
And then the last one, the habanero pepper, is Cuba.
Oh, Cuba, not Mexico.
Not Mexico.
All right.
So there you go. So check twice. If you really are a stickler to your Gruyere cheese coming from the Gruyere region of Switzerland and France.
Jeez, snobs.
You're gonna have to start double checking and not just trusting that it's from there, because anyone can call their cheese Gruyere going forward. It does not have to be from a specific place.
Nope.
And so
no standards anymore.
Do you like Gruyere cheese?
I do.
All right, one thing you like.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that will about do it for our first hour of today's show. When we come back, Annie Grahl is going to be here from Democrats Abroad, which, like we said earlier, is a organization that helps people living abroad who identify as Democrats, who are still voting in the U.S., get information and advocate for them as far as trying to get out the vote and make voting potentially easier for them. And so we are going to be talking to Annie when we come back. And then at 12:30, we're talking to Jesse O'Poyan and Scott Gerard about the foundational level of the education funding debate that we are embarking on, what the arguments are, what the negotiating chips could be. So that's coming up at 12:30. But for now, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
In the continents, it's divided again into many different countries, also called nations.
How many countries have you ever wondered? Count them all up. It's almost 200. Almost 200 countries.
Sing it one more time.
If you're looking at a globe or a map of the world, and you want to understand it, you gotta know these hemispheres, north and south poles, equator, oceans, continents, and lots of countries.
Hear that? Hear that?
If you own a business, that's a problem. What you really need is this. If you want to make your phone ring this spring, we have just the thing.
Sponsor weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station.
We've slashed prices on our premium weather sponsorships up to 50%. Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results. But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media.